This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I have a famous friend you've never heard of who was recently presented with a very expensive watch. It was one of those enormous clunky things that sits on the wrist like a very shiny macaroon, and my friend was particularly proud of it. So proud, in fact, that he immediately posted a photograph on his Instagram account of the watch on his wrist and an expensive-looking coffee in his hand. It was one of those Instagram posts that makes use of all of the photo editing tools, so the colors were really vibrant and the timepiece seemed to glow on his artfully blurred hand, and the whole image seemed almost beautiful enough to be an advertisement, which it was. The watch was a gift from the company that makes the watches, which shouldn't be surprising if you've been paying attention to your social media channels. People you and I have never heard of have managed to attract over the years of assiduously tending to their social media contacts hundreds of thousands of followers. I mean, just to be clear, my friend has, as far as I can tell, no actual occupation. He worked for a time at the trendy coffee shop a few blocks from my house in Venice, but one day I suddenly noticed that he was no longer behind the counter, but sitting at a table instead, posting artistic-looking and fashion-aware photographs of his shoes and his coffee and his over-the-shoulder bag to Instagram. Now, when curiosity got the better of me, I started to follow him on social media. His posts show him jauntily crossing the street wearing what fashion writers call sporty casual clothes, and I'm not sure who is taking these photographs, but each post comes with a long scroll of hashtags and an elaborate system of identifying each item and where exactly to purchase it. This, it turns out, is his job. Now, you and I may spend our humdrum working hours toiling away in an airless office like modern-day galley slaves, but there are some people who have figured out the trick to the good life. Just amass a zillion followers on Instagram and offer yourself up to fashion brands and anyone else who needs to reach a large audience more cheaply than by taking out pages in glossy magazines and high-end newspapers. Play the game correctly, and you'll soon be sporting a wristwatch that costs somewhere north of $25,000. All you need to do is turn your entire life into a walking, breathing advertisement. Now, my friend is not unique. I've noticed other Instagram accounts doing similar things. A New York-based writer I know suddenly began posting gorgeous shots of his recent trip to Bermuda, hashtag paradise, hashtag come to Bermuda, hashtag beach break 2017, a place I hadn't really thought about in decades, and there at the bottom of each post, almost as an afterthought really, was sponsored post. This is yet another example of the democratization of celebrity. For years, high-end luxury brands have lavished gifts on the Hollywood famous in the hope that someone will photograph the recipient wearing or carrying or displaying or whatever that bit of swag. Despite being able to afford almost any luxury, rich celebrities were showered with free stuff. Award ceremonies like the Oscars and the Emmys hosted elaborate gifting suites where famous faces could stroll through hotel ballrooms choosing anything and everything from among the displays like some kind of grand bazaar, but without the tiresome requirement of any form of payment. Now, though, people like my nearly anonymous barista and my New York writer friend can join in the fun, and honestly, I'd rather have the swag headed their way, both of whom I'm pretty certain are, if not utterly broke, then at least penniless adjacent, than to some centimillionaire movie star. That said, though, I wouldn't mind if some of it headed my way, too. I'm at RCBL, by the way, on all of the relevant social media. If I can convince enough of you to follow me, soon I'll be sporting a gigantic watch in some glamorous resort. And that's it for this week. Next week, back in print for KCRW. This is Rob Long.